Here we go. Okay. Can you believe it's June? So today's June 3rd, 2003, and the lesson that we're going to do this morning is number 140. The title is Crossing Knees and Twisting the Back and Pelvis. So begin by lying on your back and taking a moment to scan yourself. Notice how you're making contact with the floor this morning. Observe how your shoulder blades and upper back are resting, how your mid back and lower back rests on the floor, how your pelvis is lying on the floor. And then gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Notice the quality of the movement as well as your range. And then when you bring your head back to the center, take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing. So we've talked about the four parts of the breath in past lessons. The four parts being the inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and the pause. So just take a moment to observe those four parts this morning. And see if you can just kind of make a reference for yourself of what your breathing is like now. We'll evaluate it or look at it again at the end of the lesson to see how it's changed. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to a standing position. And we're going to work with the breath and the movement of the breath this morning, as well as different configurations with your body. So we're going to begin in this posture of just understanding what I'm going to call a seesaw type of breath or breathing. So in this position, you're going to take in a breath, and let's say as you take in a breath, you fill the abdominal area. You expand your belly with the inhalation. And then you're going to hold the breath. And once your belly is filled with this breath and you hold it, you're then going to push it up to your chest, or you could think of sucking it up towards your chest so that your chest or your lungs feel like they fill up with the breath that you're holding. And you suck in your abdomen. The abdomen comes in. And then as you continue to hold the breath, you reverse that. So then you can push the breath back down to the belly and make the belly very large again, and the lung area will flatten and soften. And then you exhale whenever you need to, and you just take a moment to pause and allow yourself to regulate your breathing once or twice. And then you do the same thing again. So then you take in a large breath, filling up just either your chest or your abdomen, either one to begin with. And then you hold the breath, and then you push it either down or pull it up. Good. And now see if you can move the breath back and forth. Again, we'll call this a seesaw type of movement with your breath. So you're holding your breath the whole time, and you're pushing your breath down to the belly or pulling it up to the chest. And you should be able to do it, go back and forth at least 4 to 5 times before you need to release the breath for exhaling. Good. That's nice. And just notice what it feels like to you as you move your breath from the belly to the chest. As you're becoming familiar with this concept, just observe what does it feel like in the ribs and the abdomen, the movement of your spine. Good. Very nice. And take a moment to straighten your legs and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Cross your right leg over your left. And with your legs staying crossed, begin to teach them. Begin to take them over to the right. So you tilt very gently and slowly the crossing of the legs over to the right, going as far as it's comfortable and then coming back up. And you just go to the right. Now you keep the left leg, Danielle, keep the left leg standing. So go back to, start on your back again. Keep the left leg standing. Left, no. Bend your left knee. Stand. Standing. Yeah, it doesn't, no, but stand it on the ground. That's it. There. That's very different. You don't need to lift the legs up in the air to tilt them. That's it. So you roll on the left foot. You roll onto the inside. So in a way, again, a constraint is that the left foot stays in contact with the floor. You can roll onto the inside as much as possible. Now the next time that you bring the knees over to the right, bring them to a place where it's really, truly comfortable for you, that you can hang out there. And again, your knees should be crossed. So Danielle, cross at the knee, not at the ankle. Okay, come back up. There you go. There. Just like this. Now go slow. So you're going very, very fast. And like right there. And so hang out there somewhere over to the right. Good. And begin to take in the breath. Make a large breath either in the chest or the abdomen. Hold the breath and begin to do the seesaw movement with your breath in this configuration. Really exaggerate the pushing out of your belly and then the sucking in of the belly and expanding the chest. Again, you're holding your breath to make the seesaw movement. And you should be able to go at least 4 or 5 times, and then you release the breath, and then you can take in another breath, hold it. And feel with your legs tilted over to the right like this as the belly expands. What happens with the ribs in the back? Good. Very nice. Slowly let that go and bring your legs back up to standing. And once or twice, carefully and gently take them back over to the right, tilting them. Again, noticing the movement, the twisting of the waist. This is one of those movements that appear quite effortless, yet it's really important to go slow. Good. Come back and cross your legs and rest on your back. If you rush the crossing and the tilting of your legs, you'll miss out on feeling what happens with the ribs and your spine. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and this time cross the left knee over the right. So again, you cross at the knees. It means your right foot stays standing on the floor. And you begin by starting to take the legs over to the left. So you're tilting to the left. And again, I would like to encourage you to go slowly. So you feel what happens first with the pelvis, with your waistline, and then the ribs and your spine. And your right foot, there's a part of the right foot that always stays in contact with the floor. So it means you can roll to the inside of the right foot. But there is contact, that's it. Now, the next time that you come over to the left, again, come somewhere where it's comfortable that you can hang out there. And once you're there, you take in a breath and hold it, and then begin to seesaw the breath back and forth. So that means you hold your breath and you push it down to your belly and then suck it back up to your chest. And each time that you do the seesaw, it should become more familiar, which will allow it to feel easier. So stay over to the left. That's it. And now seesaw the breath. So you take in a breath and hold it. And then you move the air from being pushed all the way down into your belly, and then you suck in your belly, and the breath travels up into your chest. Very good. Let it go. Come back onto your back. Uncross your legs and rest. Now bend your right knee, bring your right leg to a standing position. We've done this position many times before. And now bring your hands above yourself so that your palms are together right over your face. So towards the ceiling, above. Sorry, I didn't make it very clear. Bring your arms straight over your face. So figure out where your nose is. Hands should be interlaced, arms straight, elbows straight. You create like a triangle. No interlacing of your hands, palms together. There you go. Good. Okay. Now in this configuration, begin to start taking your arms over to the left. But the constraint is that you keep the palms together and the elbows straight. So that means something needs to happen with your ribs and your spine to start to bring you over to the left. And you will feel a point in which you can encourage the movement or support the movement by pressing your right foot into the floor, which will allow your pelvis and your waistline to also roll and move to the left. But the initiation of the movement starts with the arms. And then you feel the appropriate timing to include the pressing of the right foot into the floor. Again, the palms stay together and the elbows stay straight. So again, that's your constraint. That's nice. Now, the next time that you come all the way over to the left, again, stay there. So you find a way to stay over to the left. If it's not all the way over to the left, it's wherever you're comfortable being to the left. Take in a breath and begin to do the seesaw type movement with your breath. That's nice. Feel what happens now with your breath and your breathing. Come back onto your back. There you go. And now one more time, go back over to the left. And once you get over there, see if you can straighten the right leg. So can you stay somewhere over to the left, but now straighten the right leg so both legs are long. And in this position, take in a breath, hold it, and do the seesaw movement. And let it go, come back onto your back, and rest. And as you're resting, take a moment to check in with yourself and those four parts of your breathing. Observe your inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and pause. And now bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing, bring your arms over your face, above your face. Once again, your palms are together. The constraint is that you keep your palms together and your elbows straight. And begin by taking your arms over to the right. Feel the moment in which you would like to engage the pressing of your left foot into the floor, to support the rolling of your pelvis and abdomen. Very nice. So again, you initiate the movement with your arms and you feel the moment in which you engage the right foot, excuse me, the left foot, the left leg to support the rolling of the pelvis to the right. And the next time that you come over to the right, find a place where you can stay there. And once you're there, again, take in a very nice large breath, hold your breath, and begin the seesaw movement. Notice how many times you can do the seesaw breath before you need to exhale and pause. And the next time that you take in a big breath to do the seesaw movement, can you change the pace? So see if you can move the breath faster, quicker. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Let that go and come back onto your back. And now this time with your left leg long, take yourself over to the right again with your arms, but the legs are long now. So is there a way to roll yourself over to the right without using, that's it, the leg? What do you need to do with the ribs and the spine? Very nice. And once you come again over to the right side, stay there. And again, do a very fast, quick seesaw breath movement. As fast as you can. Up, down, up, down, up, down. As fast as you can. Oscillating the breath. Notice, is it easier to do the up phase or the down? Is it easier to pull the breath up to your chest or to push it down? Which part of the movement feels easy and familiar? Come onto your back and rest again. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Cross your right knee over the left. So it's right knee over the left. And turn your face now to the left. So your face is turned to the left, that's it. And wrap your right arm around the back of your head to hold on to the left ear. So we've done this configuration many times before. So you go around the top and back side so that your right hand gets a hold of the left ear. That's it. And now begin to tilt your legs gently and slowly over to the right, bringing them to a place where it's comfortable to let them stay there. And then once there, you're going to use your right arm to support your head. Lift your head and think of folding your right elbow down towards your feet. So your feet are to the left of you, right? So picture where your feet are. So you're not lifting your head and taking your right elbow towards the knees. You're taking your right elbow towards where your feet are, which is more where the center of your body is and to the left. So you keep the legs over to the right, and you find a way to lift the head, soften the chest, fold. That's better. That's it, Janice. Picture in your mind's eye, where are your feet? That's it, Danielle. Very nice. Okay, and slowly bring your legs up, roll your head back to the center, uncross your legs, lower your arms, and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. This time you're going to cross your left knee over your right. Turn your face to the right and wrap your left arm around the back side of your head so that your left hand can get a hold of the right ear. So your face is turned to the right. Now, start by tilting the legs slowly and gently down over to the left. Find a place where it's comfortable to let them hang out there. So you don't move them anymore. You don't bring them up. You just let them stay over there. And then you begin to lift your head, thinking of directing your left elbow towards your feet, which is again over your midline and slightly to the right. Right? So if you think of where your feet are, the left foot is pretty close to the midline, where your sternum is. Feel what you need to do with your ribs and the sternum, how you need to soften and fold to support the lifting of your head and directing that left elbow down towards your feet. Very nice. Okay. Slowly bring your legs up, uncross them, and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Cross your right leg over your left and just keep them standing for a moment. And now this time you're going to turn your face to the left and you're going to bring the back of your hands. Okay, that's where your knuckles are. The back of your right hand and left hand up to where your cheeks are. This is what little kids do. That's it. So the fingers are pointed down towards the chin. That's it. So there you go. And now bring the elbows together over your forehead. That's it. So you really squeeze the elbows together. And now with the elbows together, take your elbows and your face over to the left. So roll your face and your shoulders, that's it, over to the left as far as you can. And now take your legs over to the right. So you twist the upper trunk in the opposite direction of the pelvis and the legs. Only go as far as it's comfortable and then come back to the beginning. And this next time, see if you can organize yourself in a way that you can do the two movements at the same time. So you begin to roll the face to the left and keeping the elbows together and take the legs over to the right. Again, one of the constraints is to keep those elbows together as much as possible. Now find a place where you can have the legs down low over to the right and the head and the arms to the left and that you can stay there. Take in a breath, hold it, and begin to do the seesaw type movement. So you keep everything twisted. You take in a breath and push it back and forth. Do it a little quicker this time. That's it. Push, pull, push, pull. As fast as you can. There you go. Okay, slowly come back to the center. Uncross the legs and rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. This time you will cross your left knee over your right. And bring your hands, the back of your hands, up to your cheeks. So it means your knuckles are down towards your chin. That's it. And think of squeezing the elbows together. Now you begin to roll your face to the right with your elbows. And at the same time, start to take the legs over to the left. In the beginning, you'll observe for yourself that the movement may be very choppy and rough. And if you slow it down, you look for the timing, the way that you can organize yourself so that as the legs start tilting, the arms, the elbows, the face begin to go in the opposite direction. So you're creating a very large twist in your back and your spine. And find a place that you can come to that's comfortable, where you can keep your face and hands over to the right, your legs to the left. And once you're there, take in a breath and begin to do the seesaw movement. Explore different speeds and frequencies with your breath. Go a little slower and then try going a little faster. That's it. Very nice. Slowly come back to the center, let it go, and rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Cross your right knee over your left. And this time, let's go back to the movement with your arms where the palms are together over your face, like a prayer position. Elbows are locked and straight. That's it. And in this configuration, you will take your arms and your face to the left as your legs go to the right. So think of keeping your nose lined up with your palms. So as your arms begin to go to the left, at the same frequency is the turning of your head and face. So if you were balancing a stick on your nose and you were holding it in between, let's say, your thumbs, the stick would not slide because you're going the same speed with your face and your hands. And again, your legs begin to go over to the right. feeling the twist. Where do you feel that you twist the most? Or perhaps it's a feeling of where you feel you twist the least. Just become aware of where you sense the twist for yourself. Any places or moments that you feel the twisting stops. Now again, come to some place where it's comfortable to have the legs to the right and the arms and face to the left. Keep it there and take in a deep breath. Hold the breath and begin to oscillate it. Do the seesaw movement, pushing the belly out and sucking it in, making the chest large and small. How powerful can you make your breath? That's it. Slowly come back to the center, uncross the legs, and rest your arms down by your side. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. This time, please cross your left knee over your right. Palms together above you, lined up with your nose. And you begin to take your arms and your face to the right as your legs sink over to the left this time. Feel the twisting of the spine, of your ribs. That's it. And then this next time, allow your legs to stay down, sunken over to the left, the arms to the right, taking a breath, and begin to do the seesaw type movement with your breath. Good. And slowly come back to the center, uncross the legs, and once again rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, cross your left knee over your right. And now this time, interlace your hands and place them behind your head. And begin by sinking your legs comfortably over to the left. And once you have them somewhere over to the left where it's comfortable, begin to fold your elbows towards the ceiling and lift your head, thinking again of orientating your face down towards your feet and your knees. It's actually more towards your feet, towards your midline. Feel what you need to do with the chest and the sternum to soften and fold. Do you feel how the pelvis starts to pull up a little bit, as if the pelvis approaches your head as well? Good. And then just pause for a moment, staying in this position. Elbows remain behind your head. Hands remain behind your head and your elbows on the floor. And in this position, take in a breath and do the seesaw movement with your breath and breathing. So that means push the air down and up while you've held in your breath. Let it go. Come back onto your back and rest. Now, one last time, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Cross your right knee over your left. So right knee is over your left. That's it. Interlace your hands and place them behind your head. Take your legs over to the right. Find a comfortable place that they can stay tilted over to the right. And then gently begin to lift your head. Fold yourself, thinking of directing your elbows over your midline, down towards your feet. And again, as you're folding, there should be a slight sense of a movement of the pelvis pulling itself up towards your chest. That's better. That's nice. Good. Now just pause in that position for a moment. Let the elbows open up out to the side. Hands stay behind the head. Take in a nice large breath and hold it. And begin to do the seesaw movement. Making the seesaw movement as large as possible. Try to make your chest and ribs get as big as possible. If you were like a puffer fish, to puff yourself up. And of course, when you need to release the breath, you do. You pause and then you take in another breath. Try to get big up here. There. That's better. Right in here. There. That time you did it again. Bring the air here. Push against my fingers. That's it. That's it. Not here. That's the heart. There. And slowly let it go, roll onto your back and rest. Now, one last time, please bend both your knees, bring both feet to standing as we did in the beginning. And just take in a nice large breath, hold it, and begin to do the seesaw movement with your breath, pushing the belly really out, feeling how the chest softens, and then sucking the air back up to your chest. Again, when you need to rest and release the breath, do so. Swallow a couple times and then take in another large breath and play with the quickness now of your ability to seesaw the breath. So how fast can you do it now? Back and forth and back and forth. And notice as you increase the speed, does the volume get less? So if so, is it still possible to make the movement of the breath very large but oscillate it fast? That's better, Alan. Keep it large. That's it. There. There. Large. That's it, Janice, but larger with the belly. Really push it out. There you go. Even more. Ooh, there. Now do it faster. Quicker. Quicker. Quick, quick, quick. But keep it large. That's it. There you go. That's it. That's it, Danielle. Quicker. Keep it large, though. There you go. Beautiful. Okay. And let it go. And rest. And as you're resting on your back, observe the contact that you're now making with the floor. As you're observing yourself, you can think about how the movement of your breath has affected the way that you're sensing your contact with the floor, how your ribs, you're sensing and feeling differently. Your shoulder blades and your lower back and pelvis. And then just take another moment to bring your awareness and attention onto the four parts of your breath and breathing, as we did in the beginning of the lesson. Notice how you experience your inhalation now, the pause, the exhalation and the pause. What's different? What's changed? There's a very big connection between our availability in movement, in particular with the ribs, and our usage of our breath. And as we shut down our breathing or our breath due to perhaps stress or tension, anxiety, excitation, we also shut down our mobility. So I encourage you throughout the week to take a little time to play with this new concept of the seesaw of your breath. You can do this at any time of the day. You can do it on your back or with the legs crossed. It's not necessary to remember the sequence of the lesson. And just to explore for yourself how you can work with your breath and your breathing. Okay, taking your time, go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Bring yourself first to sitting and then eventually to standing. And observe how you sense yourself now in standing from this lesson. What the effects of your breath and breathing has been on standing. So once you feel standing, you can take a walk around the room and observe your walking. Good. Okay. So have a nice day.